Welcome to Wilson Art Decorative Edges. For over 20 years as an innovator with laminate edging, Wilson Art has been assisting fabricators around the world in hiding the unsightly brown line associated with yesterday's laminate countertops. Give your Wilson Art laminate countertops a fresh, updated look with today's new designs and textures, and complete the look that easily and affordably transforms surfaces into sculpted architectural details with one of three Wilson Art decorative edge profiles: bevel, crescent, and cascade. All three are available with the SE Snap Edge or the FE Flat Edge. Pair your edge with hundreds of designs and you'll have even more choices. Wilson Art decorative edges are available in one piece or multiple piece orders from your Wilson Art distributor today. Wilson Art decorative edges are easy to install and a convenient tooling package is available to help with installation. As always, Wilson Art decorative edge offers technical support through their hotline and hands-on field training. Let's take a look at the easy installation. The laminate we chose for today's demonstration is Wilson Art High Definition 1874 Winter Carnival and our Crescent Edge. Today we'll be using our tongue and groove system called Snap Edge, but the same techniques will apply to our Flat Edge system as well. We'll also use the Decorative Edge toolkit that includes a straight cup planer, dado router, and disc sander with preset miter gauges. After flush trimming of the laminate, make sure all sides receiving Wilson Art decorative molding are cleaned and squared with either a straight cut planer or a straight edge and router. We also recommend using an inside corner template for best results. Be sure to leave a 1/8 of an inch radius on all inside corners. If your top includes clipped corners, you'll want to route them next. A straight edge and router with top bearing bit is the easiest way to go. Cut your 1/4 of an inch dado around the top to receive the snap edge molding. Start by rough cutting all your molding pieces. Final fit your molding working from right to left. Trim the miter close and finish it on your disc sander. Repeat these steps for all molding. Using Wilson Art Type 2 wood glue, apply a bead to the top and bottom of the tongue. Tap the molding in place and secure it with nylon strapping tape. Apply tape around the corner to pull miters tight. Do not use contact adhesive. Wipe off any glue squeeze out with a damp cloth. If you choose to put your buildup strips on before the molding, you can also use spring clamps to hold the molding in place. After removing all the tape and clamps, remove any adhesive residue by scraping with a scrap piece of laminate or molding. The easiest way to put a final finish on your Wilson Art decorative edges is to take a scrap piece of laminate adhered to a board and rub it over the seams. Flip the top over and attach your build-up strips, and your top is ready to go. If you are working with our flat edge style molding, Wilson Art recommends attaching the build-up strips prior to flush trimming laminate top and before you dry fit moldings as well. In addition, try using spring clamps to hold the molding in place during the dry fitting process. With FE style moldings, use wood blocks with spring clamps and three-way clamps to maintain the right height to the laminate top and ensure a nice fit at the seam area. The crescent and cascade flat edge also gives you the ability to create curved designs with your countertops. Wilson Art recommends no tighter than a 48-inch radius. Three-way clamps are the preferred method of securing the molding. So whether it's a bar top, kitchen island, peninsula top, desktop, or conference table, you design it, Wilson Art will help you with the edges.